Today, a milestone in global health. India, Indonesia, and Thailand are all officially polio-free. In fact, the World Health Organization says that about its entire Southeast Asian region, and that accounts for a quarter of the world's population. It moves the world closer to global eradication of polio. An independent commission certified the finding today in New Delhi, and NPR's Julie McCarthy reports the achievement is especially hard won there. Just a few years ago, India had more cases of polio than any country in the world.
India's polio-free status is the culmination of a grueling battle that sent millions of health workers down alleys, up mountains, and across deserts to reach every child in India for the past 19 years. For many young men and women, now in their 20s, that achievement comes too late. India's suffering at the hands of polio is readily apparent still in the reconstructive surgery ward of St. Stephen's Hospital in Delhi.
Mushtareen Khan is a polio victim, struck down when she was 10 months old. Dr. Matthew Varghese says she came into this hospital crawling. What's involved in her reconstruction? How many surgeries does she have to go through?
This young girl, Mushtareen, she's in her 20s. She came crawling. She couldn't stand. And she has both her hips, both her knees, severely deformed. So four surgeries essentially.
Petite Mushtareen will undergo two more surgeries at no cost on her legs as thin as matchsticks. She recalls what it was like to have to crawl when one knee was up around her ear.
Sab javat hai, hami na javat hai.
The way she said it, sab javat hai, hami na javat hai.
Everyone can walk and go, and I'm not able to. I'm crawling.
Doctor, when will she walk out of here?
She's almost there. In another maybe 2-3 weeks, she'll be straight, and next time if you come, she'll be standing upright.
India's new polio-free status means it has not reported a single case of wild polio virus in 3 years. Mushtareen's mother demurs on the news, but seems to overflow with happiness at her daughter's prognosis, which Dr. Varghese points out will make her more eligible to be married.
We now begin with Bangladesh. His Excellency, Mr. Zahid Malik.
Down the road from the hospital, a ceremony unfolded at the WHO headquarters that thrilled Dr. Varghese, who has spent a career operating on thousands of polio patients. Health workers were lauded for their success, and medallions were handed out to members of an independent panel that reviewed evidence that 11 countries have eradicated polio. Panel chairman Dr. Supameet Chun Sutiwat declared,
"The Southeast Asia region is free from wild polio virus transmission."
The WHO says as of today, 80% of the world's population is free of polio, but the battle's not over. Hotspots remain in Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Nigeria. Despite the progress in India and South Asia, the World Health Organization's Dr. Bruce Aylward said there can be no respite in the momentum if the goal of global eradication of polio is to be achieved by 2018.
Now the big danger has switched to another virus called complacency, and it's as hard to get rid of sometimes as the polio virus was. So the challenge then is maintaining high coverage afterwards until the whole world is certified polio-free.
Dr. Poonam Ketrapal Singh, the WHO's Southeast Asia Regional Director, says the polio campaign provides strategies for routine immunization that will better protect children from illness and premature death.
The polio eradication experience now can be used for other vaccine-preventable diseases.
She'd like the next priority to be eradicating measles. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.